speaking today from a breakfast that the International Herald Tribune traditionally hosts together with the U.S. Embassy after a U.S. presidential election. And this time it is truly historic and everybody here is really excited. I listened to President-elect Barack Obama's speech on the radio as I was going in a taxi to work with a French African taxi driver who just could hardly contain his joy. Other Africans I met on the street beforehand, the same thing. This election has definitely spoken to the world, not just to Kenya, where Barack Obama's father came from, or to Indonesia, where Barack Obama himself spent part of his childhood, but really to the whole world, partly because the world wants to see America as a shining light on a hill, but partly also because of the personal story of Barack Obama, which really shows that anything is possible in a way that perhaps in countries like European countries, which are older, more tradition-bound, less migrant-focused, is not a possible story. But everybody is rejoicing in it. This election has been followed as never before around the whole world. And now we will see whether Barack Obama does not bring just a new page of history for his own country, but for the Europeans in the Middle East, in China, in Russia, and in Africa, who are just looking to him to lead us to a different place. For the International Herald Tribune in Paris, I'm Alison Smale.